Blog Talk Radio.
To Journey into the Light Radio. Thanks for being here. I am your host, Michael Long, the captain of the ship. And as we guide into Tuesday evening, nighttime, maybe even the afternoon if you're on the West Coast, all these different time zones in this beautiful world of ours. We have the one and the only angel messenger, psychic medium, my friend Marilyn Pasek is here. And as she is each week and does a beautiful show every hour, every Tuesday at this time for an hour, and takes your phone calls as well. So dial on into the number right now, press to 1-347-884-8245 is the radio number. Now don't get it confused with the guest business line. They're totally separate. I always have people, my guests contact me, say the callers called me at home thinking this was the radio number. No, the radio number will always be up top. Okay. You know, different spots will say call in. But down below, it will have the contact information, because all of our guests and Marilyn does private readings, private sessions. And what we do here on the radio show, we do what's called mini readings, kind of a small snapshot of what our guests do when you call them for a full-time reading or session. So you can contact Marilyn anytime as far as to set up a private reading session. You can reach her at her website, which is listed right here on the show page, Marilyn Pasek, POSCIC.com, or phone number if that's easier for you. Get that pen and paper, kind of look around your desk or wherever you're at in your car or I don't know where you're at. People listen to this show from all kinds of places. And the number is 602-326-5244. 602-326-5244 to set up a private session with Marilyn, which I would highly recommend. And so let's go straight to the phone lines here and let's bring in Marilyn to the show. Hello, Marilyn.
Hey, Michael, how are you doing this evening?
Okay, how are you doing there? Kind of cold?
Yes. I'm moving.
Moving? You don't have to move to Florida to get warmer.
I know, after what Chuck said last night, I'm like... And then I saw on the news today where it's supposed to be nice... Tomorrow is Wednesday, right? Yeah, it's supposed to be nice tomorrow. And then we get another storm in, but three storms again, back to back.
Oh, wow. It's that time of season, I guess, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not liking it.
I don't like to hear those words.
One thing for the listeners out there. I hope you're not driving and try to write down my phone number at the same time. That's like texting and writing. Just not compute.
Well, I meant like, you know, on their car, kind of in a parking lot somewhere. Because you'd be surprised how many people listen to this show now and they're on their phones. But that's cool. They can listen to it just like a radio. Just have it on your phone. You know. But I get
exactly.
Your point.
Yeah, we want to keep all our listeners safe. But if you do try that, bring in Archangel Michael for protection immediately.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. Oh, speaking about angels, I had a quick story for you and the listeners is, you know, you always tell me and the listeners, you know, ask for the angels for protection. And my son the other day, a couple of days ago, he was coming home from work and it was a big rainstorm Sunday night. It was really bad and strong and I was worried about him and I prayed about it and oh, you know, he didn't run out of the rain, but the strongest part of the storm, and I saw it on radar, it moved to the west, making a path for my son to be able to drive home in the lighter rain. So when he got home, I showed him on the radar. I said, look what's happened. It's, you know, you stayed out of the worst part of it all. And yeah.
How amazing. Cool is
Miracle.
That?
Yes.
I know. That's what I tell people. That's why I wrote my book, it's been almost 2 years ago, Angel Simplified. It really, truly is that easy. Just ask. You can ask the angels for anything except to do bodily harm to somebody. But it truly, truly is that easy. I don't know how it works. I just know it works. And we could be here for hours for me telling you different experiences I've had, different experiences my clients have had over the years. But I think it's even getting more impactful now. It's like I believe that the spiritual world, the white light as well as the dark light, as I kind of mentioned last week, is getting very, very strong. And so many people are wanting to tap into that. And hopefully all your listeners want to tap into the white side, right? But it seems like the white side, the angels, God, spirit, source, universe, Jesus, ascended masters, whoever you want to say, is becoming even more powerful with us. Or the other flip side of the coin is that we're getting more in tune, more in touch with them, and we're learning that it can be this simple. So just like what you did, you didn't go into a long meditation, right, Michael? You just asked, right?
Right.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And that's how easy it's becoming for us, and they want us to tap in. They want to be able to help us.
Yeah, that's a great point, because I remember there was an older Catholic nun I used to remember in the early days of my kids, and they were in Catholic schools and all that stuff, and she would say, she said, there's no reason to go in some long, you know, Catholic mantra and all this. She says, people ask me to pray for someone. I said, hey, God, please help that kid over there. He needs your help. And
right. It's
done. Yeah.
Right. It's done. Then you got to release it, let it go, trust and believe.
Yes. Yes. Very well said. Marilyn, what are you talking about tonight?
You know, Michael, I've been thinking about this all day. I think I want to kind of pick up from our conversation last night. Chuck and I did a reading on this lady last night that was having a lot of problems at her work with a coworker. And this is all part of the new energy that is entering into this new year, this new dimension. Don't be afraid to stand up for yourself. And this is all of us taking our power back. And the more we take our power back, the stronger we become, not only in the human side, but on the spiritual side. And I feel so many people have a problem for standing up and what they believe in. It could be that they're afraid to hurt other people's feelings, or they're afraid of what other people might think, or how would people react to them standing up for themselves. But this is all part of this new energy that I spoke about quite a bit last week, and it's all about us taking our power back and being very centered, being very grounded, being very true to ourselves. And I have found, I'm a Virgo, so it's really hard for me, has been hard for me, to stand up for myself. And I'm not talking people, which hopefully most of your listeners out there, as well as your guests, I mean, it's not like you're constantly antagonizing and aggravating people. But we can only take so much, and I don't care whether it's from your significant other, whether it's from your parents, your siblings, a child, a teacher, a coworker, a boss. It doesn't matter. Your best friend, it doesn't matter who it's from. It's like you can only take so much from somebody. And it's very, very important to us this year to stand up for what we believe in. And we have to take our power back. And it doesn't mean you have to get into a big, long fight. You don't have to, you know, go into the drama, all that. But it's like if you have a very, very strong, valid point, just like that lady last night is, like, tired of this coworker giving her grief at work and causing her to become physically ill, that's a time where you have to reevaluate and say what's more important. Is it more important for me to step up and say something and take my power back, or am I going to continue to let this person walk over me? And I hear this a lot on your shows with your other guests, Michael, where there's a lot of people calling in about relationship issues. And people, especially women, are so afraid to say what they feel. And what I have found over the years, when I stand my ground, I might think about it for a day or two, and I'm not saying it's good to speak out of anger. Ask the angels for help and guidance with this. Get yourself in a calmer place, and then reach out to that person and say, no, I don't agree with this, or this is what you're doing to me. In some cases, people might not realize that they're doing something to you. So you have to be able to speak up, and then things will change. It could become a better relationship for you. It could become a better work environment, a better marriage, a better, relationship with people. Or if they're going to sit there and become really belligerent and keep attacking you, you might want to reevaluate that friendship or that relationship that you have with that person. Because in my opinion, nothing is worth our health. If you don't have your health, you could be without a relationship like I have been for many years. You could be without money, you could be without. But if you don't have your health, you're really, really suffering. And I know at least here in Phoenix, many people are sick right now because we've had this terrible rain and cold weather. And, I'm sure, Michael, I've had the flu. I'm sure you've had the flu. I know you've had other health issues. You've got nothing if you don't have your health. And if you continue to let people walk all over you, it's going to start affecting you emotionally, mentally, physically, as well as spiritually. And to me, there's nothing worth that.
Yeah, I totally agree. When you don't have your health, you got nothing. And my wife always reminds me, because I always work really hard and I got family responsibilities other than the show. And then my wife is sick, so I take care of anything she needs and things like that. So I keep very busy. She always reminds me of, you got to slow down. You got to take care of your health, because if you don't have that, then everything else goes away also. We can't have that. And so I agree with that. That's really a great point. It's and I think that's why it's so important too, that people really as I was saying, one of my other shows, I don't know which one, but how important this is about the health care that's going on, the talk that's going on. People need to watch that. And there's 20 million people that could have their health care gone. I mean, just gone, just overnight, basically. And I hope it don't come to that. And people can make a difference. People can stand up. How do you prevent something like that happening? It's really easy. It's picking up the phone and calling your congressman. And they hate when they get calls like that, especially if their lines are, flooded. And health is very important.
And another thing that I noticed, I've done a lot of work back in New Jersey, New York area. And what I see with those people, they're basically living to exist. In California, not so much California, but in those areas, you usually have to travel a long way to get to work. Say an hour is not out of the question for people. So they're driving 1 hour into work or transportation, whatever they're using, and an hour to get home. And then you got to fix dinner, you got to maybe do kids' things, maybe take some work home with you. So basically, they're living to exist. And I did a small presentation for a group of people last week, about 100 people. And that was one question I asked them, first of all, and it wasn't a spiritual group, I was just asked to present. And first thing I asked them, do you believe in angels? Have you ever felt like you've had a presence of an angel with you? And the other question I ask, are you truly living your life, or are you living just to exist? So that's another good question to ask yourself. And if you find the answer is I'm just living to exist, what is it that you need to go inside of you to change up to create a new you? Because this is a year in numerology of a one. 2017 equals a one, and it's all about new beginnings. And only you can create those new beginnings. So go on the path that your heart's leading you to. Go on the path that you're being guided to. Ask the angels for help. Ask the universe, the highest powers that you believe in. Keep asking for their help, and then listen to it and be guided through your heart and not your head.
Yeah, another great point. I so agree with that. Is, you know, your heart will always guide you, and you know, people always say, you know, have asked me on these shows for years, you know, they're like, Michael, well, this person gave me this reading and said I should do this, but my heart is saying I should do this. And then, which one should I do, Michael? And I always say, always go with your heart. Always, always. Your heart will never steer you wrong.
Absolutely. I had a new person call me today and had questions about how I do readings. And she basically told me she didn't want the fluff and buff. And I said, great, because I get down to the nitty-gritty, dirty stuff, you know. But I told her, I said, there's so many gifted people out there. Some people are astrologers, some are numerologists, some are toe readers, some are palm readers, some do tarot cards, some do angel readings, some do just mediumship. And it's like there's so many, and you've got many of these different guests on your show like every day. And it's like for people that are looking to have a reading, listen to the guest on your show. Or check out websites. I've had so many people contact me because they've gone through my website and they're just like really drawn to it and they're going, this is what I want. They didn't know what they wanted, but it resonated with them. And so absolutely listen to your heart and then choose the one that you feel is right for you.
Yes, definitely. Definitely.
And all of us readers, anybody that's reputable, they won't ever tell you that they're going to be 100% right 100% of the time. And like I explained to this girl, I honor and trust and respect the messages I receive. I ask for the angels' guidance. I ask for spiritual guidance as far as spiritual guides. I go to God, I go to Ascended Masters, and I ask for any deceased loved ones that want to share a message as well. And so it's like whatever your heart, and if you go to somebody, if you call somebody up and, you know, ask questions ahead of time, and if you're not feeling right about it, there's plenty of other people out there.
Yeah. Definitely. Well said, Marilyn.
And the other thing, too, when you do have a reading, not everything's going to resonate right then and there. In fact, this girl had listened to one of your shows where she heard me do a reading on somebody, and she said the lady was going, no, that doesn't relate, that doesn't relate, that doesn't relate. And then all of a sudden, she's like, oh, I get it. And if you notice on our Monday night show with Chuck Bergman, we get that quite a bit, you know. And people have such tunnel vision that they're hoping to hear this or receive a message from this person. And so when you have tunnel vision like that, it's like you're wanting X, Y, and Z. And we might give it to them in A, G, and F, you know. We don't know how it's going to come through. So it's like, but know that everything might not resonate right then and there. And Chuck makes a good point of saying this quite a bit. It might not resonate right at the time, but it might in an hour, a day, a week, a year. I've had people call me up as much as 7 years later and tell me they thought I was crazy at the time. And they're going, by golly, it happened.
That is so true. I have heard, seen that myself through my 9 years of doing the shows. It's constant. It's you know, you take in, you sit back, you take in what the medium reader will be giving you and make notes or tape it or all that is very good. And then one quick example is my son. When he was little, when I first started a show, he got a reading from medium Michelle at the time. And she told him, she said, "I see you driving a car. Are you driving right now?" And he said, "No." He said, "I'm only 14. I can't drive." And so she was complex. She was really, really seeing this. And I was complex because I knew Michelle, and she's really good at what she does and very honest. And so, and then later that night or the next day, my son came to me and he said, "Dad, I'm getting it. What Michelle was saying was that for, you know, his my son's birthday recently, he got some, you know, PlayStation and things, and they were one of them that he's been doing a lot of was auto racing, and he was constantly racing, you know, driving, and that's what she was tapping into." So
yep.
There you go.
Yeah, I don't know whether you remember the very first show I did with you and Chuck. This lady called in, and Chuck had actually done a reading on her like the year before, but I kept pulling up an elephant. And she's like, "No." And I said, "This is relating to your son that passed over." And she kept saying, "No, no, no." Well, on Facebook the next day, she sent me a picture of when her son was on a cruise and he was holding this big elephant. And he was posed like an elephant with the trunk and everything. And she had totally forgot about that picture. So you just never know, people.
Yeah.
But yeah,
so
it's
true.
A very good point, Michael. It's like when you go to a reading, you know, whether you choose me or somebody else, take notes or record it, because you're going to get so much information. And then, like I said, it might not, you know, resonate to you right at that very moment. But it might later during the day or the next day, but it's something that you can keep referring back to. I highly advise that.
Yeah, very true. Very good. Yeah, tape it or jot down or, yeah, and just don't go ballistic if all of a sudden, you know, it's like, "I don't know. I don't know what that means. Nah, not me. And those readings don't ever go anywhere. You might as well not ask for one if that is the way you're coming into the reading.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah. Well, anything else, Marilyn? Or
I
go
think
callers?
That's pretty good today. Do we have any callers on the line?
Yes, we always do. So, yeah, let's bring in some callers here for Marilyn and call on in, folks. 347-884-8245. If you have spoken to Marilyn on this show the past month and you're calling in right now, you can stay there, but we'd like to go to the callers who haven't had a chance yet to speak to Marilyn this month here on the radio show. That would be good. It's all about helping as many as we can. So I haven't had a chance to screen any of the calls because I wanted to listen to Marilyn's topic here. So I'll take the first caller here, 559. Welcome. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hi, I'm Evelyn, and I'm calling from California.
Hi, Evelyn. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great. I'm ecstatic. I'm like, yay, she answered me first, so thank you.
It was meant to
excited
be, right?
About that. Yes. The reason I'm calling is because I have a past ex-fiance. We broke up a long time ago, but he was, you know, my first love, and I always thought about him. He passed away 3.5 years ago, and I recently had a dream of him, and I was really happy. And I've always felt like there's something he's trying to convey to me, but I don't really know what it may be. His name's Joe Lewis.
Okay.
And
has there been anybody else come into your life here recently as far as the
yes.
relationship? He's
yes.
helping you with that. That's why he's with you.
Okay.
He's telling me right now that he does want you to be happy. He wants you to know that he's very happy. He is a little concerned about you, so he feels like one of the best ways that he can help you is to bring a new relationship into your life. When you're with this person, do you feel very warm?
I'm kind of thinking doubts about this person.
I'm sorry?
So I'm having doubts about this person. So I'm kind of on the fence.
Okay. How long has it been, dear?
Not too long, like a month and a half.
Okay.
So I'm like, it's fairly new still.
What initially attracted you to this guy?
Honestly, he's very attractive. And aside of that, I think he has a good heart.
That's what I'm getting.
He's a good person.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting. I think, dear, you need to give this a little time yet. Okay? I don't feel like there's somebody brand new coming to you at this time. So what the feeling I'm getting is coming from my heart, and I feel it's coming from your loved one that has crossed over, that you need to be a little bit more patient. Okay, I got it now. Joe's coming through, and he's telling me that when you get a thought or an idea in your head, you want everything done like now, or like everything fall into place like yesterday. Does that make sense
yes.
to you?
Okay. That is very true.
Yep, that's what he's telling me, and he's kind of laughing right now, and he's going, patience is a virtue, my child.
Oh, smarty Alec.
Would that be something like what he would say?
Yes, he was smart, very intelligent man. I love
yeah.
that about him.
That's what, and he's telling me to tell you, he says, don't worry. He says, I've got this. And he goes, we've got this. But he does want you to move on, and he does want you to be happy. And what he's saying to me right now is, do you think I would have somebody come into your life that is not good for you? He goes, that doesn't mean that you don't still have lessons to learn. And he's telling me that he learned a lot of lessons in this life. Did you know about that?
Probably, yes. Yes.
Okay. That's what he's saying, that he learned a lot of lessons in life. You still got lessons to learn. And he says that's okay because that's part of life. But he says you need to continue to give this person a chance for a while.
Okay. Well, I'm glad he was able to come through.
He's sending me, like, a lot of love to you in the form of blue. Did he ever give you an angel statue or anything with an angel?
Yes, he did, and he actually gave me a rosary as well.
And is either one of those blue?
No, not the rosary, and not the statue either.
Because a friend of mine just gave me a little angel statue over the weekend, and it's blue, and that's what I'm getting a vision of.
Okay.
And so, do you still have the angel?
Yes, and okay. I'm actually wearing blue. It might be that I'm wearing blue right now.
Okay, that works for me.
I'm starting to like blue a lot. I think, you know what it may be? I was having a conversation with my friend yesterday. I told her that when I think of blue, I think of angelic. I think of royalty. So I was just mentioning yesterday. So
right.
It might be that too.
Archangel Michael, he radiates to the color white for protection, but he also radiates to the color blue for love. And whenever I see blue around somebody, it's not like I'm getting Archangel Michael with you strongly. I'm getting more this Joe that passed over, and he keeps sending me the blue, blue, blue. So that's my signal. That is my symbol for he's sending you his love.
Okay.
All right.
That makes sense. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you.
And he's telling me one way to connect with him, too, is think of a red rose, like before you go to sleep at night, think of a red rose and think of him and send him a red rose, like through your third eye.
Okay, I'll definitely do that.
All right, honey. Have a good night.
Thank you so much for calling.
You too. You're welcome.
Bye.
Okay, and I want to let the caller know that, and all the listeners know that you can contact Marilyn for private sessions, okay? I'm going to give you that contact information. You got a pen and paper there, because Marilyn does private sessions all the time, and you can get a lot more deeper, time to go into all this information a lot deeper, and you can see how great Marilyn is picking up Oh, man, she's amazing. So the website is Marilyn Possick. That's Marilyn and then POSCIC.com. And the phone number, if that's easier for you to call or jot down, 602-326-5244. 602-326-5244. Anything you want to add to that, Marilyn?
Yeah, Michael, I want to tell the listeners, I am live on Facebook now 3 days a week. And if you want to know more about angels, I do a live presentation on Wednesday evenings, which will be tomorrow evening at 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, where I talk more about angels. And another good way to, and I take people's questions and comments. I don't do readings there. But this is more of an educational and where people, if they have a question about an angel or if they've had an angel experience or a comment that they want to share, I'm kind of creating my own little angel community here. But a lot of people, after we do that, or even after the show, gets in touch with me through private messenger on Facebook. So feel free to contact me there as well.
Marilyn, I was going to ask, do you have yet, this came to me, a angel, your angel group page on Facebook yet?
No, I don't.
You should think about that. You know, you're already putting together this community of angels, as you said, and if you started a group, it would just morph, and I could just see, you know, having one of those pages about, you know, over 100,000 people all around the world, that would be awesome.
Yeah, that would be very, very cool. What would be the difference of that versus a live video, Michael?
Well, you would continue to, if you want, you continue to do the live video so you connect with people live, you know, but the actual group on Facebook, so people can, like-minded people can go on there and you would be like the administrator, so you would be, you know, the main one. But people can post, you know, their own like angel pictures and things and comments. So it's kind of a group sharing, and you know, you could call it, you know, whatever. But like Marilyn's Angels or Marilyn's Guys, that would be really good.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know. It just came to me seeing you doing that. So. Let me know, you know, off air if you need any more suggestions, help on that. I'd be glad to help. But,
Yeah, I've already, on these live videos I'm doing, I've already gotten quite a few people from all over the world on there.
Yeah,
and what I find is really amazing is different countries and their different beliefs and how so many other countries are so much more open to this. And a lot of countries like England, Scotland, Ireland, Wales, some Australians, they're practically raised with this, or it's like no big deal. Where Americans, they seem to be like, I think because maybe religion here is more prominent than these other countries, I don't know. Or the religion here tends to like put it down so they can remain in control. The people I'm meeting from all over the world, Sweden is another one. It's like, oh, yeah, you know, we talked about this when we were kids. Not a big deal. I'm like, cool.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Exactly. So you already, you know, having a presence on Facebook and with your live shows, and while you're on your live shows, you know, say, well, go on over to my, you know, group page, and you'll just see that morph. I can, yeah. That would be great. So, okay, let's see where we go next here, Marilyn. Let's go to Ohio, your home state. it's like, well, what am I going to Ohio for? As hard time as you give me with your Ohio teams being
mine. Yeah. Let's see where this person's from first.
Yeah. Right. Dorothy, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi, Dorothy. How
Michael
are you?
And Marilyn. I'm doing good.
Okay, I got to ask, what part of
I'm
Ohio?
I'm from Toledo.
Are you?
Toledo. Yes, where are you from?
Canton, Ohio.
Okay.
I grew up about a mile from the Hall of Fame.
Oh, I was just there not too long ago. It was fun.
I'm sorry.
It was fun. I took my granddaughters there.
To the Hall of
Marilyn,
Fame?
Marilyn, yes.
Cool.
I'm interested in hearing, what do my angels want me to know? What do they want to share with me?
Dorothy, you're highly, highly intuitive. Do you know that, dear?
Yes.
Yes. I feel like your environment, and by environment, either your family or the friends that you hang around with or your coworkers, they keep you constricted.
Okay.
Does that make sense for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you do to practice your own spirituality, dear?
Well, I hang around with women that are light workers. So
good.
I do, next month I'm having a bunch of women over and we're going to have one lady do crystal bowl healings and tuning fork healings. And I'm involved in a certification right now. It's called Emotion Code. Are you familiar with that?
I am, yes.
Yes. And I'm kind of dragging my feet on that, and I don't know why. But and other than that, I don't meditate like I should, but I pray a lot.
Okay.
I really do.
What they're telling me is you need to get a stronger bond and a stronger trust with the angels.
Okay.
Is there a particular angel that you talk to or that you go to?
Yep.
Which one?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Archangel Michael.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm very close with him.
But you've got a new angel that has come into your life here recently, and I think that's one reason why you feel a little bit discombobulated.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me get a good read here for you. You got two. You got
cool.
Metatron. Have you worked much with Metatron?
No, I have not. I've heard of him, but I've not worked with him.
Yeah, Metatron is definitely there with you. In my opinion, he's as strong as Angel as Michael, but he's more to help you with the metaphysical side.
Okay.
And he radiates to the color purple. So I don't know whether you've been seeing a lot of purple or feeling a lot of purple around you, but he's telling me he's very strong, but he's a relatively new angel to you. And what he's doing is helping you connect to a higher and stronger degree to the spiritual realm. So when you're talking to Michael, and I'm not saying to dismiss Michael, I don't ever tell anybody that.
Right.
And if there's other angels that you work with, that's fine too. But just implement Metatron because he really wants to be a presence with you.
Okay,
and
I'll read him too.
I'm sorry?
I'll read up on him too during the Tuesday.
And I'm also getting very strong too that Azrael is coming into your life. Like, I feel like Metatron's been there, but you just haven't felt his presence with you. So work on him first and then gradually implement Azrael. And what I'm seeing for Azrael with you is he's radiating more to like light rainbow colors. And Azrael is also an angel to help with transition. Like if people are transitioning to go home, but I don't feel like you're dying by any means, okay? I don't ever predict that with people. But I feel like you're transitioning more into the spiritual world than the human world. So ask Azrael to help you with these transitions to make it a smoother ride for you.
Okay. More in the spiritual realm versus the healing realm?
No. With Azrael, like Azrael can help people transition, you know, like when we're dying.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. I don't feel like you're dying. Please don't go there with me. But there's other transitions, you know, where, like me, 7, 8, 9 years ago, that's when I stepped into this realm full time, and I just trusted and believed in the angels. And that was a big transition for me.
I got you. Okay.
Okay. You see what I'm saying? I think, my dear, that you're meant to do readings, but they're also telling me that you have a lot of healing power in your hands, especially the palm of your hands.
Cool.
I'm sorry?
I think I do, too.
Yeah.
I think I do, too, and it's nice to hear that.
Yeah, and I'm not getting anything really strong for you, whether you should take massage therapy, whether you should take Reiki. I really like the tuning forks. It's something that you can do healing within your hands, especially the palm of your hands, but being able to trust and get stronger with your intuition to intertwine them.
Okay. That's the ticket, is building the trust and
right.
Not second-guessing myself.
It is for, I would say, 99% of us.
Yeah.
But once
yeah.
you step into it, you won't ever turn back. You'll go, why did I even question that?
Okay, thank you.
Something else, too. I've got a book out there that would be, I mentioned it a little bit earlier, but I have a book out there, Angels Simplified. It's on Amazon. If you go to Amazon and look up my name, I think that book would help you because it's very, very simple. I talk about blockages, doing mirror work and everything, but I list 12 different archangels in there with a quick reference guide at the back of it. And I think that would be very helpful for you too, my dear.
Thank you. I will look that up and buy it. Thank you.
All right, honey. Have a good day. Good luck to you. And stay warm.
Thank you. You too. God bless you. Thank you. Thanks, Michael.
You're very welcome, Dorothy. Take care. Much love to you. And just a quick reminder again, I know we're slowly running out of time, but again, if you want a private reading with Marilyn, she does those, okay, all the time. So you can reach Marilyn at her website, marilynposcic.com, POSCIC.com. And the phone number, if that's easier for you, 602-326-5244, 602-326-5244. 5244. Marilyn, you're going to a live show right after this, right, on Facebook?
Not tonight. I did it last night because I have another engagement to go to tonight.
Okay. Very good. Let's bring in one last caller here. Sharon, Nebraska, has never spoke to you before. Sharon, welcome.
Hi, home state. Thanks,
Michael. Hi, Sharon. How are you doing this evening?
Oh, good. Thank you for taking my call. I was looking forward to just whatever the, you know, anyone that might come through to you from heaven, my mom or.
Yeah, that's the first thing I was going to say is your mother passed?
Yes.
How long ago did she pass? Because what I'm getting with you, Sharon, it's like she's coming in and out, in and out. How long has she been passed?
About a year and a half.
Okay.
But it feels like yesterday.
I know. Oh, trust me, I know, hon. It's been a little over 7 years since my mom passed, and I have those days as well.
Yeah.
The way I feel it, like I was going to say she's recently passed, and anybody that's passed within the year or thereabouts is a recent past. And sometimes it takes our soul, our spirit, a while to get adjusted. And that's why I see her, like, in and out with you. Was she very weak at the end?
Well, yeah, she was in the hospital.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I feel, and sometimes when we cross over, we gain our strength back immediately, and they can come through to us, like, you know, very, very strongly. But I feel like your mother was very sickly, very weak in the end, maybe even really cold, because right now I'm shaking to death, and it's not just because it's cold here in Phoenix. And I feel like she's regaining her strength, and she does want to connect with you. Do you have a sister as well?
No, but I have a daughter that she was very close to.
Okay, that works for me, okay? And she's telling me that she connects with you and your daughter, but it's not strong yet. And she's telling me to tell you, when she gets stronger, she'll be able to connect with you more. Is there something new that you're planning in your life? Are you looking for a new job or new adventure or something?
I need something. Everything is kind of, my health and finances have been really bad, so.
Okay, and are you looking for a new job?
Well, I can't work, so I've been trying to get my disability so that I could get the medical stuff and then hopefully maybe work part-time if I can get my health back.
Well, how she's putting it to me is that she's helping you with the new adventures in your life. So that would all make sense, like, you know, getting healthier, getting your disability, possibly getting a part-time job, because I feel like within a year you're going to start feeling better and you are going to feel like going back to work. And she's going to help you with that. But what she's telling me is it just give her a little time. And she's very connected to God right now.
Yeah.
Did she believe in God?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, she's telling me not to worry about her because she's very connected to God right now, and God is giving her the strength because she does really want to be here to help you, but she's telling me that she's got to get stronger first. And she says it's like what I talked about earlier in the show, like get stronger within yourself, like whatever you're being led to do through your heart, she says stay true to that. There's something about your pelvis area, so make sure that you stay very grounded, very centered, very focused, very true to you. When you keep worrying about the finances, the health and everything, those are negative emotions, even though we do have to, like, you know, be concerned about them. But the more negative energy you give it, the stronger that will grow. So she's trying to help you, like, bring in that brightness, that bright light within your heart, within your soul, within your spirit, and saying, oh, yes, this too shall pass. Does that make sense to you, dear?
Yes.
Okay.
I had cancer in that area.
Okay.
And
in the pelvic area,
you know,
there?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
And but I wanted to ask, my mom didn't want to die, you know, and the hospital doctors really screwed up on her and broke her sternum, you know, with the pressing on her chest, which they didn't have to do. They did a lot of stuff, and I knew she was going to be in one hell of a lot of fat pain. And so I pretty much just told them, you know, I'm not going to let you hurt her anymore.
Right.
And
she's telling me to tell you she was very grateful for that. She was afraid to die.
Oh, God.
And she said that she was afraid to die. And she goes, and she sees so many people in the same boat right now. And she goes, I don't know what we had to fear. And she's telling me to tell you that you did everything right and to have no regrets. Does that make sense to you?
Okay. Yeah, I appreciate that a lot. Yeah, because I just, you know, it's horrible when you can't have the power to make the doctors do.
I know. I was an x-ray tech for over 20 years, and I've had personal experiences too. You would definitely, there's more I want to say, but I don't want to say it on the air. If you feel drawn to me, please get a hold of me. And we'll set up a private reading because you got more coming at you. But I know that we're about out of time, and a lot of this would be private stuff. So I'd rather have our private time together. Okay, hon?
I appreciate that, honey. Thank you.
And I'm very sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
All right, hon. Have a good night.
Thank you.
All right. Take care, Sharon. Much love to you. And
you know, Michael, I want to say one thing here. You know, I don't promote myself heavily on the show, but sometimes when people have personal stuff like that, and I know they're going to get very emotional, you know, I don't think I've ever said that before, you know, what I just said to her, but sometimes, whether it's me or somebody else, sometimes you got to have that private time where you don't want all your thousands or millions of listeners listening to your private time.
Oh, I know. You don't promote yourself very heavily. I have to get out there and do it. So you're very modest, and yeah, definitely, it's all about.
Yeah, I didn't want her to think that I was heavily promoting myself, but I know how I would be, you know, if I would call in on a radio show and had something like that going on. You don't want to hear people crying, you know. And I respect people's privacy and their healing time on their own.
Right. Yes, I get that totally. And, you know, one thing you said there was you said, you know, for you it's been 7 years. And, you know, it's like, do we ever really get over it? I mean, like, it's been over 40 years for my parents, and I still have days where and times where, you know, especially times where I'll break down, you know, thinking about things. And,
absolutely. That's why my other live videos I do normally on Tuesday evenings, but I have a prior commitment tonight. So I did it last night, and I invite people to go back. I leave all my live videos on my timeline, which is just www.facebook.com/Marilyn Posick. And I talk about this every week. I don't think we ever get over that grief. We just find a way to cope so that we can move forward.
Yes, yes, very much so. That's all we, you know, is we can do is move forward. And you know, there's so many people. I was going to have a special show on that about death and dying. And I didn't know until I started this show, like for me, losing my parents before I was out of school, out of the house. And I didn't know that happened to a lot of other people. I really didn't until I started this show. And yeah, I found so many people that it's happened to.
Yeah, I was actually, I don't know whether I've ever told you this, I was actually a keynote speaker along with Dr. Raymond Moody about 3 years ago here in Scottsdale on a death and dying conference. And I found out, like, a lot of people need help with that. And so many people get really angry, really upset when they lose somebody. But then people are saying, well, it's been, you know, 3 months, 6 months, 2 years, get over it. Mm-hmm. And that makes people really angry. So that's why I created this other live video where it's all about coping with grief and loss.
Right. I mean, and everybody copes and grieves differently. It's not all.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's not like you have an infection and you take an antibiotic for 2 weeks, or you break your arm and you put a cast on it and it's healed in 6 weeks. Everybody deals with it in their own way, their own time, and their own emotions.
Yeah, yeah. I remember a good friend of mine some years ago lost his dad, and he said, I just lost my dad the other day. So you know all about this, that you lost your parents so many years ago. How long does it take to get over it? And I said, you don't ever get over it. You just learn to cope and deal with it.
Exactly. And a good way, just while we're on the subject, a good way is when you feel it's your time that you're able to start moving on, how are you being directed? You know, a lot of people take up a hobby. A lot of people get into arts or dancing or music, exercising. I have quite a few of my clients now that has really gotten in, and not just because it's a new year. They actually started this last year getting into an exercise routine. Doing anything to keep your mind active helps. For me personally, after my mom passed, she passed in November. That's when I wrote my first book, was in March. And that was another way to release a lot of that. Mm-hmm. So there's many different ways to cope.
Yes. Okay, my friend, we are out of time here, less than a minute, 60 seconds in my ear. Wish everybody could hear that. But anyway, Marilyn, you take care. Have a good week.
All right,
see you
Michael.
Monday.
All right, then. Have a good week. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, everybody, we're going to continue, but everybody needs to call back, click on to the next show, as Sonic Nova will be here with us. 2 more hours of Journey on Night still ahead. Be on the other side.